Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:14, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday night. Thank you so much for having us on. AAA projecting a lot of travelers this Christmas holiday. Almost 120 million from Saturday to Wednesday, January the 1st. 107 million expected to be on the road, 7.8 million in the air, 4.4 million on trains, buses, cruises, and other transportation. Want to know when the best time to drive? Well, Christmas Day and New Year's Day, the worst time. It's before Christmas Day, actually December 21st and 22nd, and New Year's Day being extremely busy. Thinking about maybe investing in your future in the next few minutes?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, how about this?
How about you convince me?
Well, here it is. The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions lottery is huge, massive, $740 million out the door. You can take $342.9 million. That is this evening, 10 o'clock. Jeff Manasco has information.
The Mega Millions jackpot, estimated for tonight's drawing, $740 million. It's the eighth largest jackpot in the game's history, should all five numbers plus the Mega Ball hit correctly. And if they do, there's installments or the cash option of about $343 million, though after taxes, it's somewhere around $216 million. The last time the Mega Millions jackpot was close to this level just before Christmas was in 2013, when a $648 million prize was won, with two winning tickets in California and Georgia. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
$648 million right before Christmas. That's quite a gift for you. All righty, 6:15 here. I've got a gift for you as well. It's not as lucrative, but that's okay. It's traffic and weather together. This update's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Again, that is progressive.com/careers. Looking at the roads here, do have some minor backups on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound, coming from Creighton Road, heading towards I-10. Not too bad right now, but same cannot be said for Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, we still got some minor issues there, but it's really going to ramp up as you continue westward approaching Highway 87, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 65 degrees, low of 60 tonight with some fog. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 56, with about a 20 to 30% chance of thunderstorms throughout the middle of the day.
Okay, environmental issues across Florida here. Florida's rare pillar coral has been added to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's endangered species list. Now, the corals are found off the coast of Florida and the Caribbean coastlines. The coral had dwindled to just 500 small colonies by 2021. Researchers had only found two of those colonies remaining in Florida that was capable of spawning and reproducing more coral. Efforts are now underway to breed the pillar coral at the Florida Aquarium. Good luck on that one.
Absolutely. And one of the top national stories we had today, Luigi Mangione being indicted for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg announced a grand jury indictment today. Mangione still in custody in Pennsylvania after being arrested at a McDonald's on December 9th. He's accused of fatally shooting Thompson on an NYC sidewalk on December 4th. He faces 20 years to life in prison if convicted of first-degree murder. The indictment includes a dozen charges, including first- and second-degree murder, as well as several weapon charges.
Hey, do you want to retire your U.S. flag? Pennair Credit Union, I've been telling you about this for a couple of weeks here, is presenting its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. The program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. Here's what you do. It's very simple. Just bring the retired flags to any Pennair branch to ensure the flags are retired with honor. And you can do that Monday through Friday.
All righty. And here locally, we had court records showing that Escambia County Public Schools have spent more than $440,000 on legal fees related to the First Amendment lawsuit filed by PEN America. Publisher Penguin Random House, authors, and parents who say their children have been denied access to various books in school libraries. According to the PNJ and USA Today, that amount is likely higher as the records only went to late September, and there has been quite a bit of litigation in the case since then. A federal judge reportedly recommending that the district settle the lawsuit rather than continue spending on its defense.
Well, the Senate gets some new additions, some you may recognize from other roles. Fox's Chad Pregram has more from the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pregram with the Speaker's Lobby. There are two new U.S. senators just elected in November, but they are also familiar faces. Democrat Adam Schiff joined the Senate. He beat former baseball great Steve Garvey. He succeeds former Democratic California Senator LaFonza Butler. California Governor Gavin Newsom appointed Butler to succeed the late Democratic California Senator Dianne Feinstein after she died in the fall of 2023. Schiff won the right to finish the rest of Feinstein's term and serve the full six-year time period. So Schiff gets seniority over the rest of the freshman class. The same with new Democratic New Jersey Senator Andy Kim. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez stepped down over the summer from his seat after his federal corruption conviction. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy appointed Democrat George Helmy as a caretaker senator. Kim won the full term to succeed Menendez. Murphy also appointed Kim to the seat for the rest of this Congress. Kim is the first Korean-American senator in U.S. history. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Alrighty, 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, military service members will see an increase in their housing allowance next year. Details on why the heck that's happening and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Hi, this is Mary Hoxing. Merry Christmas, Pensacola. As we gather with family and friends this Christmas season, may your hearts be filled with joy and your homes with laughter. Wishing you all peace, love, and warmth from our family to yours. Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Cindy Delina, marketing consultant. Just want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Call me. 625 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday evening. Hope you're having a great drive home this afternoon. If you're thinking about me buying that home or maybe selling a home, you're watching those mortgage numbers, right? All right. Yeah. Mortgage News Daily reporting today. The benchmark 30-year fix slightly lower, 6.93%. The latest reading on the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, around 6.21% there, Austin.
All righty, 625 on the nose, so we'll go ahead and get traffic and weather together out of the way here for you. Still got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Going to be a foggier evening, so be on the lookout for that if you're on the roads. As for the weather tomorrow, high of 75, low of 56, with slight chances of thunderstorms throughout the middle of the day.
Okay, AI, is it good? According to who you ask. I mean, you get two different versions. I see it all the time. One person, I hate this stuff. Oh, I like this. Let me just give you the facts here. House Task Force on Artificial Intelligence has a new report with suggestions and key findings about the path forward on legislation that addresses the emerging technology. Jessica Rosenthal has more from Washington.
The new House AI Task Force report makes 66 findings and 89 recommendations in 15 chapters. 12 Democrats and 12 Republicans, led by California GOP Congressman Jay Obernolte, drafted the report. One thing they found is that the future of AI in the U.S. will need a workforce educated in AI.
China graduated last year 3.5 times as many four-year degrees in STEM fields as the United States did. It's likely China will graduate twice as many PhDs in computer science this year. Those should be very concerning to Americans.
Under national security, one of the recommendations is support expanded AI training at DOD. One key finding is that AI has the potential to exacerbate privacy harms. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And here locally, mentioned this before the break, military service members will see an increase in their housing allowance next year. The Department of Defense says the increase will average around 5% when the new rates take effect on New Year's Day. The UWF Haas Center says more than 34,500 service members call Northwest Florida home. What each service member receives per month, though, depends on their rank and where they live.
A lot of folks continue to report drone sightings across the Northeast. You know, this is probably the hottest topic there is out there today, sparking a lot of concern as government agencies investigate and really don't have any answers. Jennifer Griffin has the details.
The Pentagon says it has tracked these drone sightings and found that most, if not all, are benign. In a joint statement, DHS, FBI, the FAA, and DOD say the number of drones in the air are not new, adding there are more than 1 million drones lawfully registered with the FAA in the United States, and there are thousands of commercial, hobbyist, and law enforcement drones lawfully in the sky on any given day.
Speaking of machinery in the sky, NASA's Artemis moon mission facing another setback. Crew members were at Florida's Kennedy Space Center today to give an update on the 10-day trip around the moon. The launch is experiencing an additional delay, with liftoff now planned no earlier than April of 2026. NASA officials are planning to use the extra time to ensure the four astronauts with the Artemis II crew have a safe journey. Excuse me. Let me read that again. NASA officials planning to use the extra time to ensure the four astronauts with the Artemis II crew to have a safe journey. They will continue to check on the spacecraft's heat shields and make sure contingency plans are in place. There we go.
It's much better. President-elect Trump considering intervening in Congress's potential ban on TikTok. He spoke to the media from West Palm Beach.
You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with that.
I would argue so, because Trump has a TikTok account and it actually boomed. He got a ton of followers like overnight when he released that thing.
And he attributes the TikTok demographics that supported his election.
Exactly.
So he's kind of walking a fine line there. And there's also another national poll out there showing there is optimism among Americans as President Trump prepares for his second term. And Fox's Gernal Scott all over this story.
According to a new poll released by Monmouth University, 53% of respondents say they're optimistic about the president-elect's policy proposals. Those who are pessimistic sit at about 45%. The policy which resonates most by 66% is the promise to eliminate income taxes on overtime, tips, and Social Security. Other proposals, mass deportations and tariffs on imports, are favored by less than half who took part. The least favored Trump proposals, cutting corporate tax rates and ending most vaccine mandates for school kids, got just 32% support. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And keeping with the theme of both Trump and polls, the president-elect suing an Iowa pollster. The lawsuit filed yesterday night, Monday night, in Polk County, Iowa, names Ann Seltzer, her polling firm, the Des Moines Register, and Gannett, or Gannett, the newspaper's parent company. Trump is suing all of them over a November 2nd poll by Seltzer that shows VP Harris with a 3-point lead in Iowa. The lawsuit claims the poll violated the Iowa Consumer Fraud Act. Trump won Iowa by double digits on his way to winning back the White House.
Okay, if you're a veteran needing free benefits through the VA, it's available. The Escambia County Veterans Services Office helps veteran spouses and dependents to file claims for benefits through the process. Just give them a call if you need some help here. Very simple number, 850-595-2409.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, indicted today in New York. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch condemning public reaction, praising the murder.
There is no heroism in what Mangione did. This was a senseless act of violence. It was a cold and calculated crime that stole a life and put New Yorkers at risk.
Mangione is charged with one count of first-degree murder and two counts of second-degree murder. Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. meets with senators to shore up support ahead of his confirmation hearing. Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville says he liked what he heard.
He's a breath of fresh air from the people that I've been dealing with on the health committee in the last few years.
And Kennedy has made controversial statements regarding vaccines. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Trade Commission passed a rule today that requires ticket sellers, hotels, and vacation rental sites to disclose total prices, including those fees up front, banning them from concealing charges until the very last minute at checkout. The rule is one of the final pieces of President Biden's crackdown on so-called junk fees. Meanwhile, traders are awaiting the Fed's next rate decision, set to be announced tomorrow at the end of the central bank's final policy meeting this year. Traders currently pricing a 95% chance of a quarter point cut. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping 267 points. The S&P 500 was down by 23, and the NASDAQ lost 64. Some Walmart employees are now wearing body cameras in U.S. stores as part of a pilot program. The tech is being expanded into the retail space to help deter conflict and prevent theft. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit Sleeper.com for details. It's clear that the Eagles and Lions are the two best teams in the NFC. But who's the third? Minnesota and Green Bay have impressive records, but I don't see neither making a deep playoff run. So if the Rams win the NFC West, they'll be a tough out. And as for Tampa Bay, I love the confidence Baker Mayfield is playing with, so don't be surprised if either make a deep playoff run. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Wesley Financial Group and its founder, Chuck McDowell, have helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now. Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide free, explaining how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call Wesley Financial Group, 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Once again, 800-761-0000.
life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they're the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Bobby Rossi. Happy Holidays, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy
From
New
all
Year.
Of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Like a little Richard in the afternoons going home.
Yeah.
I tell you that Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, and of course, that is little Richard. Yeah, I'm Chris Bryan. That's Austin Price. And boy, he was something else. I'm telling you.
Very energetic.
Oh, yeah. Very artistic, if you will.
That's one word for it. Yeah.
You know, let's just use the word artistic. Hey, Ice Flyers, speaking of artistic, are returning home this weekend wearing those new ugly sweater jerseys. Good guys back on the home ice. Friday, Saturday, facing Huntsville, puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center. And you're probably asking, where can I get one of those sweater jerseys?
Yeah, well, because you mentioned, of course, the tradition is ugly Christmas sweater. But you said these couldn't be further from, right?
No, these are really... These are nice. These are very nice. If you want to go look at them, head over to Cordova Mall and right by Starbucks out there. They have a kiosk, and you can go look at all the, they have not only those jerseys and the sweater jerseys, but they have all kind of jerseys.
Right.
Perfect Christmas gifts, if you will. But I do like that ugly Christmas sweater. Let me talk some sports with you.
All right.
If you don't mind. Of course, we're getting ready for Thursday's game coming up. Denver, we're talking NFL here.
Yeah.
Denver and Los Angeles. That's going to be a pretty close game.
Yeah. AFC West rivalry, Broncos, Chargers. I got the Broncos because, man, the Chargers took a licking this last weekend by the Tampa Bay Bucks. I think Broncos got a better record right now. You said that's in Denver?
Yeah. No, it's in Los Angeles.
Ooh, okay. Well, if it's in Los Angeles, that does kind of sweeten the deal for the Chargers a bit. But, I don't know. I'm still going to take Denver, but I'll take them close.
The kid out of Oregon quarterbacking.
Bo Nix.
How's he doing this year?
He's looked phenomenal. I think I think I've seen some people saying that he has a claim, may not be a great one, but he has a claim for, what was it, rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year, something like that?
Really? Okay. Then we start our NFL Saturday games. Since college has gone away, at least on a regular schedule.
Right.
So we have the two Saturday games coming up here. Houston at Kansas City. Not a bad game.
No, absolutely not. I think if that were in Houston, I'd maybe take the Texans for an upset there. But going to Arrowhead, that seems to be a bit. And see, the Texans, I know Houston can get cold at times, but they play in a dome, I believe. They got to go.
Yeah, they
got to go to Arrowhead and take on the Chiefs. That weather could be very jarring. Yeah. I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah, but the game, the overall game this weekend that I'm saying is the game, Pittsburgh-Baltimore.
Yeah, that's a great game. For years, it was considered one, perhaps the best rivalry in the NFL back in like the 2000s, 2010s. It was just a really high stakes. And now it looks that way. Of course, the Ravens have been a consistent AFC postseason power, but the Steelers are looking at their best season in years, just clinched a playoff spot. So, yeah, that's a pretty good game. Probably going to be a pretty physical one as well. I know last time's was just a few weeks ago. Very low scoring.
The college football playoff schedule gets underway Friday.
I know. I can't wait.
And I know Jeff Wayne, our one of our gurus around here.
Jeez.
He's a Notre Dame guy. He's all over this one. I asked him, hey, what are you doing Friday night, man? He says, I'm not answering the phone. I'm not answering the phone. Indiana, number 10 Indiana, taking on number 7 Notre Dame. They'll kick it off at 7 o'clock on ABC.
I've got Notre Dame because I do think they're the better team on paper, but also at home. I just think that's a tall order for Indiana to pull off. But I don't think Notre Dame is safe. No one's looking at them as a title contender, and for good reason. Notre Dame has actually become known over the years for being a playoff egg layer. They sneak into the postseason and just get walloped. So I wouldn't be surprised if Notre Dame lost, but they're favored here, I think, by about a touchdown. I'll take the Irish.
I told you the weather was going to be moving this weekend pretty bad in the Northeast. They're going to get some nasty weather here. Saturday, number 11 SMU in Happy Valley,
man.
Penn State.
Once again, Penn State just has so much better talent, and they're at home, and it's not even a game. I don't expect SMU, especially for a place like Happy Valley. I know Penn State's going to be just running wild. I can't imagine SMU's going to have a very loud presence there. So they're going to be.
I wouldn't think so.
That's the thing. So they're going to be deafened. And they're playing some Big Ten competition. That's going to be a tall order. I think Penn State wins by a couple scores. But, man, I'd love to see an upset there. I'm so proud of SMU in that story.
Okay, ACC versus SEC Clemson, Texas.
I would not be surprised if this game – I have it being on the lower scoring end, and I've got Texas by a couple touchdowns, but I would not be surprised if this were closer than some people expected. You look at Texas, you see the brand, you see how they made the SEC title game, you see how they competed with Georgia, and you're like, oh my gosh, they're so great. Then you look at Clemson, 3-loss ACC champ, and you're like, okay, they don't stand a chance. No, these are very physical teams, a lot of experience here with the stages that these guys have played on. They've got great talent. They match up well, better on paper than you would think. I like Clemson to keep it closer, but I do think their offense isn't going to be able to keep up with the physicality of Texas.
I think you're right. While no teams from Florida, of course, are in the playoffs, there are a couple of Florida teams, the University of Florida Gators and Miami Hurricanes, will be in bowl games. Gators playing LSU in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl this Friday down in Tampa.
Yeah, I got Florida winning that one because all I have mentioned in all these games we've touched on so far is the gap in just the size of your team, size, speed. Florida is so used to playing bigger competition week in, week out. They are on fire. Lagway expected to play, I believe, Coach Napier said the other day. I don't see them slowing down against the
Green
Wave.
Can you believe you're talking like this after the start of the season with the Gators?
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
I know.
That's wild.
Huh?
Yeah. I can't believe we're talking about the same Gator team.
Okay, Miami, the Hurricanes taking on Iowa State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl game. Not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, December 28th. They'll do that down in Orlando.
Yeah, I've got, man, that's tough. I think Cam Ward, speaking of quarterback play, I think Cam Ward plays in that game, and he's looking pretty psyched for it. I think I'll take Miami there. I will say this. I have gotten a message from Jeff himself, and he asked, egg layer, ? I think wondering what I meant by that. If you lay an egg, that means you don't do too well. You collapse. You flop. And
I think Notre Dame's going to do just fine in that game.
Notre Dame, I want to say, lost, was it by 3 scores one time to Alabama in the postseason, and they lost 30-3 to Clemson one time in the postseason. I remember years ago, this is just a quick story, then I'll get into traffic and weather. 5 years ago, 2019, Utah was battling for a playoff spot, and I felt they deserved a spot if they won their game. They ended up not doing so, but it doesn't matter. And a guy told me Utah shouldn't make it in even if they win, and his reason why, Chris, he told me verbatim, no one wants to see another Notre Dame. Notre Dame has become a title for teams that suck in the playoffs. So Jeff can take that to the bank. Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. I figured I'd say that instead of responding to him on the text line.
Hey,
all right.
Just a bystander. No shooting.
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger. All right, looking at the roads here, we've only got some problems on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 65 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 56, with some mild chances of thunderstorms midday.
Oh, darn, got to throw some politics in with sports. And I'm not going to get too deep with you, but a Senate hearing looks at the impact of legalized sports betting in college sports. NC2A President Charlie Baker tells the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee that one issue causes particular concern for student athletes. Here it is.
None of the consequences are as challenging as the harassment and coercion student athletes are experiencing. We've conducted 4 different surveys over the last several months, and each one shows 10 to 15% of Division I student athletes have been harassed by bettors.
Yeah. And
not a nice environment at all.
No, it's not. Well, because especially when you consider the younger these talents are, and you got to consider the medium they're playing in. And we do. We see it all the time, even with professional guys who are veterans. They've been in their leagues for years. They get death threats for stuff. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, come on. You shouldn't be pressing someone for insider info like we heard earlier this afternoon, or you shouldn't be harassing them, threatening them in any way. That's just stupid.
Yeah, okay. I like the NBA. I mentioned that to you during the 5 to 6 o'clock hour. The NBA's All-Star Game is going to have a new look this year. Fox's Joe Morgan has the details.
The NBA is mixing it up, announcing a new format for February's All-Star Game in San Francisco. The exhibition will be a mini-tournament featuring 4 teams and 3 games. 2 semifinal games will be played, with the winner determined by the first team to reach 40 points and the 2 winners facing off in the championship game. 3 of the teams will consist of the 24 NBA All-Stars, while the 4th roster will be the winning team from the championship game of the Castrol Rising Stars, which is a showcase between the top 1st and 2nd year NBA players, as well as G League stars. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And retail sales rose more than expected in November. New government figures show sales topped $724 billion last month. Analysts say the 0.7% increase indicates the holiday shopping season got off to a good start. Retail sales minus autos rose 0.2% in November.
A lot of folks concerned about those drones getting a lot of attention today. Lawmakers and residents want answers about that activity in the U.S. Lisa Taylor has more for us.
Unidentified object insider and podcaster Stephen Diner says he is concerned that the drone activity is escalating.
When it comes to September, this has been happening longer than that. New Jersey grabs the headlines, but a lot of people don't remember that this was also happening over Virginia, Langley Air Force Base, just recently over the weekend, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio.
Drones and mysterious lights have been reported in several states, including New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, California, and Oregon. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the reason there's so many drones is that in September of 2023, the FAA changed the rules so that drones could fly at night. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Alrighty, 6:47 here. Around this time every hour, we like to get you your stock numbers. Well, Wall Street closed lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 267 points to 43,449. The S&P 500 lost 23 points to 60.50. And the NASDAQ fell 64 points to 20,109.
Well, the Mouse House is working through the courts here today. Disney settling a major wage theft case with employees over Disneyland, not World. This is California, Anaheim.
Right.
Fox TV, KTTV Channel 11 in Los Angeles. Did a short stint over there with those guys. Christy Faro has details from Anaheim.
Happy kids and happy parents at Disneyland shell out big bucks for holiday memories. That's why some are disappointed to learn the resort has just agreed to what is believed to be the largest wage theft settlement in state history. Michael Levier has been working for Disneyland for 16 years and says he has co-workers who live in their cars. That's why they celebrated when the voters of Anaheim approved Measure L, which raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour. But he says the raise never came.
They claimed that the $300 million Mickey and Friends parking lot deal that had started in 1997 didn't qualify.
In a statement, a Disneyland spokesperson wrote, quote, "We are pleased that this matter is nearing resolution." In Anaheim, Christy Fajardo, Fox News.
All righty. And wanted to touch on this as well. Let's see, where is it now? There it is. Mentioned this last hour. A Senate investigation accusing Amazon of tweaking workplace injury data to make its warehouses seem safer than they are. The reports was an 18-month probe, Chris, I believe it was, into 7 years of Amazon workplace injury data. And among the findings, Amazon warehouses are less safe than the industry average, and Amazon workers twice as likely to be injured compared to employees at other warehouses. To no surprise, Amazon rejected those findings. But I bring this up again because Amazon's kind of been in a couple of issues, didn't we? What was it? It was just yesterday, right? We touched on some Amazon workers threatening to strike.
Yeah, it's been out there. But to what degree, we're not really quite sure about.
Right. I don't know.
The thing I like about Amazon is my Prime football games on Thursday night.
You're like, I get to watch one game from them a week. I love them.
Okay, hey, big concern here, and I want to talk to you about it just for a second here. Yeah, a lot of folks concerned because thoughts and really a lot of things happening over the migrant children who have gone missing after crossing into the U.S. Get this figure, 500,000?
Wow.
And the Biden administration isn't coughing up anything. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol reports that a former federal employee now blowing the whistle on how the Biden administration has mishandled this whole issue.
Deborah White was a federal employee sent to California in 2021 to help caseworkers process unaccompanied children entering the country.
What I discovered was horrifying. Make no mistake, children were not going to their parents.
The HHS mandate says unaccompanied migrant children were to be sent to pre-screened adult sponsors. But White says the Biden administration pressured staffers to prioritize speed over safety, removing background and fingerprint checks.
All righty. You know, I wanted to touch back on this because a texter just reached out a couple minutes ago. They said, Austin, you're not still bitter about the Irish getting Sam Hartman for his last college year of eligibility, are you? Actually, I am. Freeman and company over in South Bend can't seem to develop a QB on their own. 6:51 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some pop culture notes for you, including a Grammy Award-winning gospel singer facing charges in Greenville, South Carolina. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share. For details.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com. use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is Wendy with Barbary Plumbing wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Brandon Cherry.
And Taylor Cartwright.
We're the owners of the Culver's here in Pensacola and Milton. Just wishing everybody happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is James Zirkle with Seville Power and Lawn Equipment wishing you happy holidays.
Ooh, ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas!
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile.
That old drunk Dean Crosby's friend, Dean Martin. That was a long way around. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. He never drank. He didn't drink much at all. Really didn't. Just a kind of an image type thing, you know?
Yeah, just well, because that's the thing. If it became part of his image, why not embrace it? If people looked at it as endearing.
Absolutely. I didn't mention this today, and I want to. The Run Amuck Ranch in Bratt is alive again this year, open with tens of thousands of Christmas lights, including those goats in pajamas. I did have a friend of mine go to this, and he did confirm there are goats in pajamas.
I was about to say, did he confirm that?
Yes, he did. That's what I wanted to know. Just tell me. Okay, they got the lights, but tell me about the goats.
Right.
Yeah, they're out there. This free event is a walk-through, not a drive-through presentation. So, my gosh, make sure you bring on some comfortable walking shoes to do this. The ranch located up on Rigby Road in Bratt. That's about a mile and a half from Bratt Elementary. The Lights Festival is open Thursday nights through Saturdays through December. Gates opening up at 5:30, and they shut it down about 8:30.
All righty, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this evening. Got some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound approaching Highway 87. That's not too bad, though. And outside of that, there's not much going on. 65 degrees right now, low of 60 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 56, with some slight chances of showers in the middle of your Wednesday.
Oh, the czars are coming out of the woodwork now. President-elect Trump appointing Silicon Valley venture capitalist David Sacks as the nation's first ever White House AI and crypto czar. Long titles here. Get these on a card. A new role designed to boost innovation in tech and crypto. Fox's business Grady Trimble has more in this Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
President-elect Trump has tapped venture capitalist and PayPal co-founder David Sacks as the first ever White House AI and crypto czar. Sachs is expected to push for light regulations for cryptocurrency and artificial intelligence and create a panel of advisors on science and tech. On the campaign trail, Trump said the U.S. needs to dominate both technologies.
We want to be right at the forefront, otherwise China and other countries will take it over. That's both of them, AI and crypto.
In making the announcement about Sachs, Trump says he'll safeguard free speech online and steer us away from big tech bias and censorship, as well as create a legal framework for crypto. Sachs is an AI and Bitcoin investor himself. Bitcoin has been climbing since the election, hitting $100,000 for the first time on optimism about Trump's crypto agenda. With Fox on Tech, Grady Trimble, Fox Business.
Well, President Trump wasn't in such a ho-ho mood last night. He filed suit against a newspaper and a pollster for what he claims was a brazen election interference during the 2024 election. Carmen Roberts has more on that lawsuit.
President-elect Trump is suing the Des Moines Register, its parent company Gannett, and its top pollster Jay Ann Selzer for election interference and fraud. Trump attorneys claim Selzer's prediction just 3 days before the election that Vice President Harris was leading by 3 percentage points in deep red Iowa was not reality and was therefore election-interfering fiction. The suit also claims the poll's false narrative forced the Trump campaign and other Republicans to divert enormous campaign and financial resources to Iowa. Trump ultimately won Iowa by 13 percentage points. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, a Grammy Award-winning gospel singer facing charges in Greenville, South Carolina. Police arrested LaAndrea Johnson on Monday night. She was reportedly screaming profanities while holding what appeared to be liquor on North Main Street downtown. She was taken into custody for public intoxication and having an open container on a public street. She was booked into the Greenville County Detention Center on a $257 bond. Not very Christian of her.
So there we are, back in the 2016 Trump team, they purchased some of that wall that was supposed to go up along the Texas border. Now, the Biden administration, after we spent like huge amounts of money on this wall thing, they want to sell the wall at an auction for only a nickel at a pop. I mean, they're absolutely going crazy and trying to get rid of the wall. So what has happened is, I don't know if you heard this or not, but the state of Texas has now said, Governor Greg Abbott, we will buy every single piece of that wall in the state of Texas. I think it was their lieutenant governor was saying, and I got $1 billion in my pocket to do it. So anyway, the wall will probably stay in Texas. But now this is crazy. We're having to buy the wall back from our own government.
Yeah.
The administration currently in place here has got something wrong.
That's a fair point. Texas, you know, it doesn't surprise me that they're kind of taking a stand on this, especially with, you know, they're the ones that are dealing with the bulk of it, and Greg Abbott is kind of a no-nonsense guy.
Got it, but the question is, why in the world do we have to buy back something?
Oh, no, the situation is ridiculous. Totally help.
Hey, we're going to talk about it tomorrow afternoon at 4. Be with us.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.